Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the 2021 basketball season is here. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has rolled out another one of their can't-miss offers. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any featured matchup this week. And if your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, guys, it is the Christmas edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Bob Flounders and Andrew P. Shea. Ross will be along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. First of all, gentlemen, happy holidays to you and to all our listeners. You could respond. You can respond. It's okay. Whichever one of you wants to talk.
I deferred to Andy.
I deferred to Bob.
Age before beauty, and he blew it again.
All right.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. Sorry, I was waiting for you, Bob.
I'm just going to talk over you for the rest of the show now because I don't trust you.
And, you know, I felt like I've learned my lesson long ago to direct questions to one of you for that very reason. It's on me. I didn't. I just left it open. Anyway, let's move on to Penn State football, guys. And we have seen the final game, Bob. The season is over. The big news is the team has decided to opt out of any bowl game. Did that decision surprise you at all?
The only thing that surprised me about it was the way they handled it. You know what? I don't blame them. A little disingenuous, though, for saying they hadn't made their minds up and there was going to be a big announcement and he was going to meet with the team after the game. They had a press release that was long, like ready to go 45 minutes after the game with quotes from, I think, the AD and everyone else. Look, guys, they knew. I think they knew for a while that after week 9, it had been a long season full of sacrifice. The thought of probably quarantining over the Christmas holiday when you were largely quarantining since June, I think, it just took its toll. One of the few teams to kind of get to the finish line and play all the games. I don't think it's any secret that James Franklin's approach to the COVID protocols, very intense. And I just think that they needed a breath, you know. For a 4-5 team, they had the 4-game winning streak. They were playing well at the end. I just don't know what the incentive really was for them to keep playing. And I think also they were probably, as we'll find out in the next couple of weeks, maybe a couple of guys were getting close to making decisions in 2021. And I don't know what the team would have looked like in the bowl game.
There is always that situation, Andy, where right, some players are going to choose not to play in a bowl game, especially when you're talking about Duke's Mayo Bowl as opposed to a New Year's Day Bowl. So, Andy, how about you? Did that catch you off guard at all?
I will say the way – so looking at it from a football and a fan perspective, right, not being a Penn State fan, but as a fan of Penn State football and their fan base perspective, like, okay, they're finally playing well. They're winning. Which the Illinois game, that was just fun to watch. Let's just forget, you know, what it was at stake and everything. Both teams were just like freewheeling and having fun. That was so much fun to watch. Two teams with like, all right, let's just leave it all out there. And they kind of played that game like they already knew it was their last one. When you're playing like that, the competitor in you wants to keep playing. But I was talking to a couple Penn State Letterman and both guys both play in the NFL as well. And they said something interesting to me. We can't comprehend, and even they can't comprehend fully and understand what college football players went through for 6 months. So you go back to June, what they had to go through to just play a game in an empty stadium. They can't begin to comprehend it. So therefore, we can't begin to comprehend it. We'll learn more as we head into 2021, and will they have spring practice? Won't they? You'll learn a little bit more about what it was actually like. And it's kind of, Bob's right, James was intense about it. Penn State was only one of two teams in the Big Ten to play all nine games. We don't know what the opportunity cost was on the back end for these guys to play those nine games. So thinking of it that way, the decision was not surprising based on what they had been through for 9 months. You can only take so much. It was a lot harder. I think we'll learn it was a lot harder than we can even imagine. And for Letterman and former NFL guys to say, I don't really understand what they're going through and having walked in their shoes, to me that says a lot. And that's why I say it's not a surprise in the end. But from a competitive standpoint, as their competitors, that had to be a difficult decision to say no to.
As a member of the Penn State fan base, I was disappointed because I want to see more football.
Right.
And I do think there's an element of the fan base who are saying, hey, wait a minute, that's the fun part, playing college football. Why in the world wouldn't they want to play another game? But I do believe in my interaction with a lot of different fans, there does seem to be an understanding that, look, this has been a tough season. Whether they're 4-5 or 5-5, this, I don't want to call it a throwaway season, but I think everyone kind of gets a mulligan for this year. So that difference, 4-5, 5-5, I don't think it's that big a deal. Let's move on, Bob. It was interesting. Last week was the early signing period. So Penn State welcomed the class of 2021. There were no surprises with that. But in conversations with the media, James Franklin has essentially said they are going to be players in the transfer portal, probably better to call it free agency. And not only will they be players, but he even specified positions, defensive ends and defensive backs. This is a little bit of a change in strategy for this coaching staff, isn't it?
Yeah, and I would argue that they've been too slow to react to this. I would just say this. The only reason the Ohio State Buckeyes are still playing is because of the transfer portal. I mean, they reached deep into their roster to beat Northwestern, and the best player on the field was a kid from Oklahoma that went to, he didn't like the situation at Oklahoma for whatever reason. And he was largely the backup to Master T, but Trey Sermon, just an unbelievable performance. It shows you, though, what you can do with the transfer portal if you can get the right kind of talent, get the right kind of kid, get the right kind of fit. And, one or two players from the transfer portal can really make a difference in your season. They can impact a handful of important games. And James wasn't shy. They're going to have some issues, I think, at defensive end, and especially, I think, at second. When he said defensive backs, I think he was really talking about safeties, because I think they're going to have two new safeties, obviously, in 2021. And I'm not feeling great about the options on the roster currently, unless they have a young player they really like. So I think maybe this could have been a little bit more of a priority a couple of years ago, but I think that they are prepared now to handle this almost like an extension of the recruiting class rather than like a cherry on the top, so to speak, of the recruiting class. They're going to allocate coaching staff man hours. They're going to allocate. I think the budget's going to increase. It's going to be a bigger priority, and it should be.
Andy, I kind of look at it like I look at baseball free agency. My beloved New York Mets, they need a center fielder. They don't have one ready to bring up from the minor leagues. You go into free agency and you fill that hole, and that's the way you have to look at it. Now, it was interesting. They already have their first transfer coming in, a running back from Baylor, but how do you see this fitting in for Penn State? Are there holes beyond safety and defensive end that they should be looking to fill?
Huh. Are there holes? Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, are there holes at running back where they needed a running back? I don't know. I think there's holes along the defensive line outside of the defensive end that you might want to look at. I think back and I think I, it's interesting that Bob said that they've been slow to pull the trigger and maybe a little slow to adjust. And I kind of cocked my head and I'm like, you know what? He's right. Now, even though they got Jordan Stout, he's a kicker, right? But they got the kicker from Virginia Tech out of the transfer portal. That was a good one. You think, well, they got one. But it's clear that Ohio State has been thinking beyond the front right in your face needs and looking at the second and third level of this in terms of needs. And Penn State hasn't, right? And that's where I think Bob's right, that maybe they have been a little bit slow to the trigger, but with the way the season played out and the way the transfer portal being new and now is starting to play out even more, it is the new wheel of recruiting. It just needs to be folded in. Bob's 100% right.
And, yeah, you're going to have also in this season, to continue it being that odd year 2020, is where are you going to have those holes in your lineup? Because you don't know which players are leaving and who's going to stay. It's not as easy as saying, oh, well, all the seniors are going to graduate and the obvious players who are going to the NFL, because they all have the option to come back. Everybody's got that free year. Couple other things went on this week. Well, first of all, we should mention, Bob, both Pat Freiermuth, he made it official that he wouldn't be coming back. But Shane Simmons, someone whose career has been plagued by injuries, he finally came up, had a big game in his final game, and it turns out it will definitely be his final game. Were you surprised at all about Shane Simmons deciding not to come back for another year?
A fifth-year senior who has struggled to get on the field, he made the most of his opportunity with Jason Awe out. He wasn't going to be, I think, promised a starting job next year. No guarantees he was going to be healthy next year. I think 5 years in college is an awful long time. I don't know about his pro prospects, but he was able to go out on a good note, and I think that was important to Shane and his family, and I think it made sense for him to move on.
All right, that is it for quarter number one with our news and notes. Coming up in quarter number two, Ross comes in for Tucker's Tape, so you want to make sure you stay tuned for that.
The 2021 basketball season is here, and to celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.